Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, when I look at the kleptocratic, decepticon, fake liberal, tyrant-loving, tyranny-supporting, Obama-pushing media, the way they lie, there's no drones, there's no checkpoints, there's no NSA spy. Why, Matt Drudge is lying. There's no penalty, $5,000 penalty, or even more of your family on not getting Obamacare. That starts next year, not if you're a small business, the way the bill's written. Matt Drudge is a liar. I see that all over the news. I mean, they really, I guess if you're going to tell one lie, why not tell 10,000 lies? So we've got that. I want to open the phones up. If you just joined us, I was covering our story that's up on Infowars.com, where Homeland Security across the country trains to wage war on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and, quote, anyone who is a, quote, free American against socialist tyranny. And that they're going to cyber attack anyone that tries to speak up during martial law. I mean, this is just absolute treason. And I want to not even come in, but say thank you for joining Free Humanity, the folks that leak this to us via Oath Keepers. And it's going to we're going to continue to get all the intel, folks. You can't scare everybody, okay? What if your own system doesn't want to slit its own throat? Any moron can know tyranny does not produce prosperity. Most people in Homeland Security travel to the third world more than the average person. They know what big government and corruption looks like and don't want any part of it. The globalists are just sharpening their knives to carve this country up completely and secure their ill-gotten gains. And we're just going to continue to win and prove that we're the real liberals, the real libertarians, the real freedom lovers, and that the Republican Democratic parties at the top are totally rotten. I'm going to cover that at the start of the next segment and start going to your phone calls. Here is the really good news. If we seize the day. How do you say that in Latin? Carpe diem. Which is what Julius Caesar, I think, meant by there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. My fortune is prosperity for my children and freedom and dignity and a culture based on chivalry and honor and based on powerful male role models and powerful feminine role models. I went around the office encouraging the women that are here and offering to pay for it. I can't pay for the state fees. I guess I could pay for those, but I mean, that's for them to pay. But I'm paying or got it set up where they would get a concealed carry lesson and get their concealed carry license. There was only a few women in here that didn't have their guns, but I said, listen, I'll get you free class with Central Texas Gunworks, great folks over there, if you'll go take it. Because I'm against women, folks. I'm against women being in power. That's why I want them all to have guns. Gloria Steinem wants you sterilized because she wants to empower you. She said so. I mean, the CIA said so. I mean, it's American, right? No, it's British intelligence. Set up 1947 on record. And I'm not blaming the British. Let's get that clear. It's the group that used the British blood and factories and warlike intelligence and scientific vigor to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen that we broke away from that simply remerged in 1922 in New York City with Pratt House and the CFR and that since amalgamated and basically the British Empire got absorbed by the American Empire. But the soul, the mind of the Britannic Empire infested and possessed the ghost of the machine, America, and became the giant satanic warmock that we now are. A giant satanic battleship of evil. But we still have great good in us, so the destiny of the world does lie, for good or ill, in this republic, and that's why the battle for 1776, will it be an Illuminati 1776? They always launch their counterfeit, Adam Weishaupt? Or will it be the George Washington, true 1775, 1776? I choose George Washington. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you willing? British Empire had never been beaten. They thought they would disarm the colonists. Over the next 7 years, we stomped them into the ground by perseverance, losing almost every battle, but winning the overall war, because resistance is victory, bankrupting the British Empire. Just like the Afghans, don't give up. Same thing happened when Santa Anna came to confiscate the guns. Texans were not going to be slaves. And it doesn't matter if 30-40% of the public can't tie their shoelaces and worship Obama, and maybe 20% worship mainline Republicans and want to go to country clubs and be patted on the head by rhino neocons. We have a large 30-40% of the public that is pretty awake right now, and they're accelerating that awakening. 80%+ of the military is somewhat awake to hyper awake, and that conversion, that awakening, is steaming towards 90%, because the training is so treasonous, where they literally, Army, Marine Corps, you name it, train in drills. We've shot video of this many times, but this is what keeps coming out in the news, with a bunch of guys in overalls on tractors wearing John Deere hats going, "I want my guns." And the Marines get out and practice shooting them and literally go, "What is this? That's my grandpa." I mean, that's who they trained to kill. So, and they're like, we used to hear this from that Alex Jones guy and Oath Keepers and Ron Paul. What's going on here? And they go home on leave to see their wife and kids, and they go over to their dad's house, who's, you know, a Marine Corps retired colonel. And he goes, I know, son, we heard about this a long time ago. Now it's happening. I'm going to go down to the city council. This is happening. I'm mentioning a real case. And the colonel, over all 10 tours in different wars, goes down and speaks to the council and says, they're preparing for martial law. It's treason war with us. And that's happening in towns everywhere. Generals, colonels, captains, majors are going in and talking to the police chief. They're taking the sheriff to dinner. And they're showing them all the documents. There's a discussion happening across the country. You've seen it out in Texas towns, major cities where county commissioners, head judges have gone public saying they're training for gun confiscation and we're going to have to fight them. And the national media is like, what a crazy county judge calling the police chief in on television on Fox Local and saying we've got to prepare to fight gun confiscation. That person would be a traitor if they didn't say they were going to stand against that. That's normal. Thank God there's normal people left in this country. You should be running around like a chicken with your head cut off with what's happening at county commissioners, at city council, on your local news, starting local groups, doing local newsletters, getting a local access show, doing a local YouTube, going and buying time on the local AM or FM station, getting some sponsors. Call it the warning hour or whatever, and that will build in your area. You don't have to save the world by yourself. You've got to simply engage the enemy with their own battle plan. It's treason. We have them. We caught them opening the drawbridge. We caught them letting the enemy in. We got to call them out, though. If we just business as usual, it's over. So I want your take on the article up on InfoWars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com, right-hand side, LinkedIn, red, where they are openly training to, quote, take on Americans who oppose socialist tyranny. That's a close quote. Free Americans against socialist tyranny. Who are going to speak out during martial law and gun confiscation. And so they're going to shut down our web accounts and websites, and they're preparing Northcom and Cyber Command to shut us off. This is a multi-hundred page document that is, quote, only for the highest level trusted Homeland Security agents. Translated, those who come from despicable families are despicable traitors and who are bigger enemies than any Chinese or Russian infiltrator. I mean, these are bona fide spies, folks, bona fide traitors. This is real. They shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, false flag, and got caught. CBS News, read the documents. They will blow up federal buildings to blame it on us. They will bomb D.C. to blame it on us. They will set off a nuke if we don't expose them. You understand, folks, this isn't a game. This isn't some crazy guy up on air ranting and raving. You're meant to rant and rave about things like this to get people moving. You ever seen a group of hunting dogs before you let them out of the back of a truck? They start getting excited and running in circles and nipping at each other, getting each other fired. Ever watch a film of wolves or wild dogs in Africa? How they get up in the morning, they're kind of lazy, and one starts running in circles and yapping at the other, saying, hey, I'm hungry, get it up, get up off the ground, let's go. It's the same thing, folks. I am running around beating my chest at the camp. The enemy is massed on the hill right above us. With their war fires, they just overrun 10 other villages that we got word of and killed everybody. We got to get up and get our weapons together and get ready. Just like Paul Revere rode through the night saying to arms, the British are coming, the Redcoats are coming. I'm not saying to arms, 90% of war, the Pentagon admits this is info war. You've got to smash the enemy with the truth. We've got weapons so much more deadly than the enemy. They got lies, propaganda, deception, staged terror, false flags, frame-ups. We've got the Republic, free market, family, guns, our ancestors, our history, our birthright, everything. It's so good. It's prosperity. All we got to do is run that flag up. And say, hey, whatever happens, hell or high water, we're not moving. We're going to speak out. We're going to warn everybody. And then if you come and try to stage something to give yourself the moral high ground and try to round us up, We're going to do what we have to. In fact, will you guys read me Lexington Green or Bunker Hill? I forget which one's the speech where they got the preacher that's leading the militia, and up marks the redcoats to confiscate the guns. And he says, don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, they will have one. That's Lexington Green. I mean, this is real, folks. But the redcoats might have won the war if they were more sophisticated, but they were moral people on average. Naval was the main group that would do stage stuff. That was such a more dirty profession, much more dangerous on average. False flags came out of naval activity. Going back to the Romans, is some of the first dated ones of frame-ups. The British would not burn down a church and blame it on the militia. The British would not stage a terror attack and blame it on the militia to give them moral high ground to take the guns. They just marched up and said, you bastard colonialists, throw down your arms or you're dead. And it screamed out, one more time, we're going to fire. And then you know the rest is history, folks. And that's what it all comes down to. Now, here's the good news. I've told you the demographics in Spain, in France, in Germany, in Portugal, in Greece, in Canada, in the U.S., in England. UKIP's the fastest growing party in England. Fastest growing party in the EU. Problem is the EU is unelected at the top, so even though it's a parliament, it's ceremonial. That's what a naked tyranny the EU is, but Nigel Farage and others, the Ron Paul of Europe, are in there exposing it. But libertarianism demographically is about to become the global majority as people just keep getting the same out of fake conservatives and fake liberals because the globalists have bought off the interest at both levels. That's why you have Boehner and Obama meeting, and it gets leaked with Biden about the Tea Party. And the Republican Party is giving money to beat the Tea Party. And the Democrats are giving money to beat the Tea Party. Because the real Tea Party, not the one the neocons tried to take over, not the one they tried to bring in, not their counterfeit, but the real Libertarian Party is decriminalization of drugs that liberals like, pro-sovereignty, not for open borders, anti-big welfare, anti-corporate welfare, anti-police state, pro-Second Amendment, pro-low taxes, pro-prosperity, pro-Americana. It's not right-wing, it's not left-wing, it's America. It is fusing people together and is sexy. In Hollywood, folks, I don't care if the people are black, white, Jewish, or Italian. I don't care if they're an Irish filmmaker, who they are. They listen to this show or other shows like it and are hot for liberty because they're not allowed to have it. Now, I'm going to cover that in a moment. John Singleton, who's a great director and actor, says studios ain't letting black people tell stories, unveils Tupac biopic plans, says so-called liberals are trying to control black people. That's the term I coined, so-called liberals, 18 years ago. They're not liberals. I bet money on them, the barrelhead. Mr. Singleton's a listener. I want somebody to get a hold of him and get him on. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, that's absolutely right. And I know, I've been there in meetings with directors. And all they want to talk about is the New World Order and how they're not allowed to talk about it. You think they like having to play games and have to deceive everybody and have to play along with the New World Order? You think people like that? They want freedom. Everybody wants freedom who's got red blood. And that's what unifies us. Here's the Financial Times of London on this line. It says Republicans demographically are taking over and that the polls show they're going to sweep the House, the Senate, the governorships. The problem is if it's not a libertarian conversion, this will just discredit the Republicans. I've looked at the numbers and demographically, physically, the Democrats will win and the Republicans will become a minority for whites because they're branding it as white only. And if that conversion works and we let the Democrats brand it as racial, which it isn't, that's why they're doing it. They will then win. We have to take over the Republican Party now, not let it commit suicide. It won't be perfect, but we need to support the libertarian constitutionalist, and then we can force the Democrats to come back more towards constitutionalism, not towards the right, more towards free market, and then we can save the country. But the Democrats, the socialists, and the foreign banks want to fully wreck the country now forever so they can reorganize it with a Marshall Plan, Cloward and Piven, just like they do in third world countries or in Eastern Europe. Demographic and other factors are against the grand old party, but its electoral hopes are high. And then it goes over the facts. This is one of the most important battles right now. Obama has blown up in their face big time. Same thing's happening in France. I'm going to tell you about that. Then play the clip of the director Singleton about how The Democrats want to have the culture of black people be some pot-bellied guy talking in gangster voices, you know, beating his girlfriend.
Right now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you really know how pure your water is? It's taken for granted that bottled water and even home filtered water is pure. But it is not the purest water you can drink. There is only one way to get the purest water, and that's with a new appliance that no healthy kitchen should be without, an H2O Labs countertop home water system. Go to H2OLabs.com to order yours now, and you will be drinking the purest water you've ever had, guaranteed. Go to H2OLabs.com. That's H2OLabs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Life with Extendovite. So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You'll find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. I want to know your take on all the news I've been covering, specifically the fact that another Homeland Security document out about how to wage war against those that don't like, quote, socialist tyranny and martial law. Those documents they don't want you to read or see, all 160-plus pages, that are highly restricted to trusted members of Homeland Security, trusted traitors. They're up on InfoWars.com right now. So now everybody else can see it in the government. See, our job is to decompartmentalize the larger master plan. And you notice, just like clockwork, we've been doing it. We've been very accurate. And then it's your job, folks, to do something about it. The strange revival of Republican America. Demographic and other factors are against the Grand Old Party, but its electoral hopes are high. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers I should throw in today, at least in this hour, 800-259-9231. For years, people have predicted the Republican Party's demise, the decline of whites. See, they let the Democrats brand them as a white-only party when they'd been the white party. The decline of whites as a share of the U.S. population and the spread of tolerant values. Yes, like give me all your bank account. So the support for gay marriage would gradually snuff out its appeal. That the Grand Old Party has a stubborn way of bouncing back. The coming midterm elections in November are unlikely to be an exception. While Republican field for the next election looks stronger than any other time since 2000, tomorrow may indeed arrive at some point. But for the time being, today is going pretty well for the Republicans. That's because you could run a ham sandwich or a dead dog up against the Democrats and it would win. If we had real leadership and libertarian ideas and let the states decide all the gay marriage, business, and football issues and abortion, and again, those are real issues, but they use it to pass it back and forth and divert from everything else. As Ron Paul says, that's a state issue. And the states are moving, of course, to ban abortion because that's common sense. And you stop letting the Democrats, a bunch of kleptocratic scum, have the high ground with their race-based politics. Now, shift gears to people that are about 20 years ahead of us when it comes to socialism. The Frenchies. Beautiful country, great culture, amazing art. Their suicide rate's the highest in Europe. They're an absolute joke. Things are falling apart. French far-right triumphs in local polls that hammer ruling socialists. The socialists are exempt from taxes. They have Swiss bank accounts. Nobody gets in trouble. They have 100-plus percent tax on middle class to get rid of the middle class. Of course you're going to have the 100% tax if the elite is exempt. They want all your money. They want to get rid of their competition. They want you poor, so you got to get a government handout, which will mean they can social engineer you. So every time there's local elections, the extreme right wing, that's about as conservative as somebody like John Boehner. I mean, it's over there they call total communism, total end of the family is reasonable. Anyone that believes men should even be able to tie their shoelaces or be a father as total fascist right wing evil. And that's how they control the debate. But more and more, they're winning in local elections because the country is being destroyed under the kleptocratic socialists. They're not even socialists. France's far-right National Front Party dealt a major blow to the ruling socialists Sunday after several of its candidates took prime positions in the first round of local elections. The main center-right opposition, UMP Party, has hailed a big victory as initial estimates showed. It came out and triumphed in the elections as President Hollande suffers record unpopularity against a backdrop of near zero growth and high unemployment. It doesn't matter because the French, many of them, don't even know how to work down in the cities, and they brought in foreigners who will vote for any amount of socialism for welfare. That's the socialist Cloward and Piven model, and it's worked quite nicely because they don't care if it wrecks the society because the Rothschilds that run France are tax-exempt along with the rest of the globalists. Very simple. Very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen, how this equation works. What they need is another de Gaulle there who isn't left-wing or right-wing but is a nationalist to create French pride again, cut taxes massively, promote French having kids, and have some pride in yourselves and bring your country back. Watching the French commit suicide is disgusting. And watching America adopt an anti-French stance because British intelligence took us over completely in 1947 to have some ancient anti-French enmity when the French helped get this country started, just because the British aristocracy does when they're really French to begin with. Norman, that's Viking French. The Vikings conquered France. So the Norman are a Viking French derivative. I'm Alsatian, part Alsatian. I mean, you know, the whole point is this is ridiculous to be anti-French. But French, find your life force again. Get up. Don't commit suicide. Kick the socialist scum out. Get rid of the French Revolution. Bring in a real revolution, a family. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
using Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
Homeland, can you believe these are actually at Walmart?
Security.
They actually have that witch at Walmart speaking on telescreens. In America.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I am so honored to be here broadcasting worldwide and got the crew bringing us in. I'm not name dropping. I just know that I've been told this and sent video of it. For like 6-7 years, sometimes Motley Crue will play videos at their concerts, and it's clips of some of my films. And I know Megadeth does that, which I'm always flattered by. And Buckley, I didn't even know, has hung out with and knows and worked on graphics with one of the guys in Motley Crue, my cousin. So maybe he'll get us through in a contact to get one of those guys on to hear their politics. crank it up for him just a moment. See, freedom is popular.
Come on, baby, gotta ride with me. I'm your live wire. Come on, baby.
Take a chance with me. The butcher of the words, doubly.
I'm your live wire.
All right, folks, we are back live here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm on the prowl tonight. We've got your calls coming up, and we've also, of course, just came in with John Bounds' intro that he put together from Death Race 2000, because we were showing in the video, if you're a radio listener, actual Homeland Security articles where they train to take on school kids and kill them, women, old people, any gun owner to be killed with their no hesitation targets. So don't forget any of that. I apologize coming in with the intros and playing a minute or so of the music. It's just hard to turn that type of stuff off for me. I know it's music to some of your ears and not to some other folks. You know what we need more of is Hank Williams on the show. Lost Highway, Kalijah, Move Over, Little Dog, New Dog, or Fat Dog's moving in. Hey, Good Looking, What You Got Cooking? I was listening to that last night. That just touches the soul. I was actually watching old TV stuff of him, like in the 40s. Hey, Good Looking, What You Got Cooking? How's about cooking something up for me? We're going to make us a brand new recipe. Yeah, I got $2. And there's a place over the hill that's got, what is he? What's he say? It's got soda pop and you can dance for free. In fact, I got to go out now since I said it with, hey, Good Looking, What You Got Cooking? I need a vacation, folks. I really do think I do need a vacation. So I can just go listen to Hank Williams Jr. on a beach somewhere. And Hank Williams, of course. I like Hank Williams better than Hank Williams Jr. That's another side issue. See, what happens is I cover all this news myself, and it gets a little traumatic for me, and then I come back and I kind of digress off into having some fun because it is so incredibly serious. Here's some of the Russian news, and we're going to your phone calls. Russia uses 1999 NATO bombing in media war over Crimea. Reuters Russian television blasted viewers with 15-year-old footage of NATO bombing raids, burning buildings, and wounding people in Yugoslavia as they handed Kosovo over to Al-Qaeda on Monday to step up a media campaign against the West over the Crimea crisis as they pump more troops into Crimea. And as NATO continues to saber-rattle for war. Continuing, Ukraine fears Russia ready to attack. Ukrainian Air Force commander abducted by pro-Russian forces. That's out of CBS News. Ukraine orders Crimea troop withdrawal as Russia seizes naval base. That was part of a deal to take over their bases. They act like it's a war going on. They did physically attack a base where the army did not pull out where they were supposed to. The Russians did, as you know, yesterday. NATO general warns of further Russian aggression. U.S. and Ukrainian officials warned Sunday that Russia may be poised to expand its territorial conquest into eastern Ukraine and beyond, with senior NATO officials saying Moscow might even order its troops to cross Ukraine to reach Moldova. The warnings came as Russia was finalizing its takeover of Ukrainian military bases in Crimea. The peninsula is occupied at the start of March and subsequently annexed, and they voted to do it. So, here's another one. Afghanistan supports Russia's Crimea takeover, welcomes Moscow back into country. As the U.S. military prepares to leave Afghanistan, nearly 13 years of the conflict, they've just called them contractors now, folks. They're not leaving. With Taliban, three visiting U.S. congressmen had to endure a statement from Afghan president who they installed, Hamid Karzai, that was released while they were in Kabul. Citing the free will of the Crimean people, Karzai's office said that with respect to the decision of the people of Crimea took through a recent referendum that considers Crimea as part of the Russian Federation. To date, only Syria and Venezuela have taken a similar position. Well, Karzai's been double-crossed. They clearly blew up his brother, the main heroin dealer, a few years ago, and that made him mad, and he said that. So he came out and he said, look, the U.S. government really runs al-Qaeda. They staged the whole deal for opium supply. And there's a world government battle going on, and we want them out. And it's not that I just believe Mohammed Karzai. When, remember he said that last year? That guy's typed in Karzai says West behind bombings. And behind Al-Qaeda. Well, of course they're behind Al-Qaeda. They're behind them all over. They've always been behind Al-Qaeda. That's how they keep all the Muslims in line. And us in line. Oh, we got to take your rights, Al-Qaeda. So that's some of the news on that front. Let me get one more story on the First Amendment issue. Then we're going to go right to your calls well into the next hour. And I got a bunch of special reports and a mass of other news that's breaking as we speak. Now, one of the big stories I wanted to get to here is the fact that I've talked a lot about how Hollywood isn't Republican, they're not Democrat. They don't like either one. They're sick of those two choices of ice cream. One's kind of a fascist, old line tyranny. The other's a fast-growing cancer of total socialism, anti-family, who want to ban the word bossy and control everything you do and reduce the world's population. The Democrats are the cutting edge of the globalist social engineering takeover. So John Singleton, echoing what we've heard from many others, top director says studios ain't letting black people tell stories, unveils Tupac biopic plans. As part of the Hollywood Masters interview series, the director criticizes so-called liberals. That's a quote. You know, I'm the guy that coined the term so-called liberals. I'm just telling you. I've been hearing that for 18 years. In the studio and ads, you've got a lot of black executives at the studio who are afraid to give their opinion about what black culture is. And who's the big actors on the Homeland Security show that Mancow had on his show? Yeah, Lennox, who said, look, it's all socialism to take over, destroy America. Obama was, you know, basically, you know, I was hired to teach him how to act like a president. That's why he sounds just like me. That's why they want me to play him. I won't do it. I mean, quite frankly, I almost run into no black people that I know that love socialism and turning their guns in and hate the family and all this stuff. It is absolutely a force-fed mind control operation. Yeah, there it is. Report. Obama is an actor trained by Harry Lennox. By the way, he called Mancow. He said Hollywood went crazy. And folks, I don't just know Charlie Sheen. I don't just know the Gibsons. I don't just know you name it. I mean, back when I used to go out to Hollywood and be on TV shows out there, I just say no now. Because nothing ever gets done out of it. You know, come to Jesse Ventura's birthday party. Okay, meet a bunch of Hollywood people. Go to this. I haven't been to L.A. in a couple years. Joe Rogan wants me to come out there and be on his podcast. He's a good friend of mine since 1998. Haven't gone out. And I probably need to, though. He's come on my show so many times. He's kind of like, I'm not coming on your show. Did you come on mine? Yeah. And I think that's kind of fair. But the point is that I just get sick when I'm out there because of the smog, whatever it is. I feel weak. It's like kryptonite when I go out there. Like I'm Superman. I feel great. I feel great in New York, London. It's not a big city effect. I go to L.A., I literally feel like my soul's being sucked out. It's more than physical. As I'm flying in, I feel it. I think Satan must be there or something. I don't know, folks, but I just cannot even enter the area. San Francisco, I don't get ill in. Like, I like San Francisco, and it's got a weird, creepy vibe to it. At the bottom, it's still a beautiful place and has a lot of good vibes to it. L.A. brings me to my knees, folks. I mean, literally, torture would be being incarcerated there. I shouldn't put up my fears. The point is that I have been, let's not exaggerate, probably 20 A-list parties over the years. I mean, places where there's 20, 30 people in there. Okay? And then I've been at probably 20, 30 or more dinners where there's top, you know, producers, directors, you know, top lawyers there. And all they talk about is the tyranny of the studio heads. And these are people right below the studio heads. And you know, I've told the stories about Mark Cuban and stuff getting threatened by the White House, and I couldn't talk about it. I mentioned it happened, but I couldn't tell the whole story. Later, it all came out in the New York Times. They are on a very short leash, folks, and they tell you, you're going to make what's cool, a giant, fat, black guy calling women names and running around waving guns around so that young black people will pick that up, and the police have been trained to put them in jail. I mean, it's that simple. Because you look like a criminal thug. I mean, the cops are coming after you. It's the same thing. We're going to teach young kids how to be, you know, all in black, cutting themselves, hating life, hating humanity so they have no life force and die. We're going to force feed Marilyn Manson. I mean, these are literally manufactured by Sumner Redstone. I've been in multiple meetings with people who've been there when the, quote, mercurial Sumner Redstone is literally, you know, this is a guy who hung from a building while the fire was shooting out for over an hour. I mean, he's tough. He was 80-something, then he's 90-something now. Total demon goblin, okay? And the point is, but a will to dominate and destroy the soul of America. And a bunch of other people up there in Hollywood. And I've been there with all these big directors, man. And they are all under the control of the New World Order. And it is so frustrating that the American people have no idea. We've already won, folks. We've already won. But they're all afraid. But Mike Judge isn't afraid to come on the show and say there's tyranny in Hollywood, and you better watch it when he says it'll come after him. I mean, who is there willing to speak out? Billy Corrigan, Dave Mustaine, somebody like Mike Judge. I've had a bunch of other actors and people on. But, I mean, we're talking about the biggest actors in this country, the biggest directors in this country. Our listeners of this show hate the New World Order and are awake. But they don't want the system coming after them. Well, we're going to lose everything if you don't start going public. Now, I don't know this guy. I know of his movies, know who he is. John Singleton's made some really good movies. And, you know, he says it's a bunch of fake liberals trying to totally control what black people can and can't. And he's nice and says, you know, these are some fun movies. They're okay. But, you know, we have to do what we're told to only put out one type of culture. So let's play a clip of that interview and then go to your phone calls.
Yeah, because they want black people to be what they want them to be. And nobody is man enough to go and say that. They want black people to be who they want them to be as opposed to what they are. You know what I mean? Like the black films now, so-called black films now, they're great. They're great films. But they're just product. They're not moving the bar forward creatively or anything. What? It's just not like... You know, it's not that you have to say something or you have to make an important movie. We're in the entertainment business. We're in the business where we got as many butts in the seats and get people excited on Friday, Saturday, and even come out Sunday to see the picture. And even after that, they got to want to buy it. They got to want to, like, you know, order it, push a button, get it. But you don't do that unless you can pull someone's emotions in. Like, unless you get really specifically, unless you're specific culturally, to the point that it becomes universal. Mm-hmm. When you try to make it homogenized, when you try to make it appeal to everybody, then you don't have anything that's special. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood wasn't made for everybody. Mm-hmm. It was made for like a young black audience that buys hip hop records. But I knew that as if I got as universal as possible, it would cross over. Mm-hmm. And I still hold to that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Francis Coppola was the right person to do The Godfather because he had an Italian-American background. Mm-hmm. You know, Woody Allen, his early pictures that he, you know, that were basically like, you know, his Upper East Side, Nevis Jewish guy, right? Unless you're from that environment, you couldn't really totally appreciate those.
All right, there you go.
Right?
Basically, but, what it is a feedback loop where they take one stereotype and then push that, and then people pick up on that, and it stagnates culture. Well, what's the stereotype in the cartoons, the movies, the dramas? Gun-owning white men are terrorists who molest children. What about that message? But see, whites won't boycott. Whites won't get upset when they're being demonized. So you're fair game. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to Venom, Alan, Jeff, Joey, and many others that are patiently holding. First-time callers, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I've done an hour and 49 minutes of radio here and haven't plugged anything yet. Folks, we carry the very best products out there, bar none. Whether it's the ProPure G2 systems that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, all of it, that blow away the competition or the same price or lower priced. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off, breaking any price out there. The full selection, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got other filtration systems as well that are even less expensive but aren't as good. And they've got the Life Straw, the Ultimate Survival Straw. InfoWarsStore.com. And by shopping with the good guys, by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, you're voting with your dollars through free association to fund a hardcore, dedicated media operation with filmmaking, magazines, the news articles, the nightly news, everything we do, building an organization to really be able to expose the globalist. Then there's InfoWarsLife.com, where you can find the fluoride shield, the nascent iodine, and five other compounds that detoxify like nothing else, the purified proprietary nascent iodine survival shield. That's available. And again, no one else has this type of iodine, folks. It's double the strength, proprietary, turns blue on paper, electric blue, not black or red. That just gives you an example how special it is. And now we have a new product, Silver Bullet, the strongest nano-sized silver. Took us 6 months to finally get a lab that could do it, prestigious lab. Silver Bullet. Now, you don't take this regularly. This is an antibiotic, internal, external. Consult your physician because this is strong stuff. This is not a game. And when you wait till you see what comes out of the, I mean, it's strong. It's gold colored. It's not clear. It's strong. So that's available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. Thanks for your support.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I want to be clear. I'm not bragging that I've been to some Hollywood parties. Oh, I'm so cool. I'm saying I absolutely hate it. I'm telling you, though, most people there are awake, actually. But they're under the control of just the studio heads and the media heads. So the revolution of liberty is very strong, and the system's worried about it. That's why Homeland Security targets the libertarians and the, quote, conspiracy theorist. That just means a heretic who questions the Matrix. The grand architect of the Matrix, Lucifer. We're people that don't just buy what mainstream media vomits out. We don't just repeat it like mother's milk. We don't trust it for good reason. And so there's a huge awakening happening, and that's why they want to bring in total tyranny, because the system can see it's not going to be able to suppress things forever. So be yourself. Liberalism is not even what the Democrats are. They're a bunch of tyrants. But they intimidate most of the so-called liberals. Really aren't even liberals. They've got guns. Yeah, they drink raw milk. Yeah, they're for animal rights, but they've got guns, and they don't really like abortion. But the media chooses to only cover what they say when it's a talking point to give them coverage. They're told what to go out and say to the media. They're used to create the illusion. And that's what I'm saying. And that illusion's coming down. And the only thing holding it up is our will to speak out and things like the Republican leadership that are a bunch of scum. They're there sharing power with the Democrats. The Democrats aren't going to share power with the leadership of that. The people are looking for a way to get freedom back. But it needs to happen to the two parties because they've got a monopoly right now. And we need to kick the Republican blue bloods out or there's no future. Venom in FEMA Region 3. What former state are you in FEMA Region 3, Venom?
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, Venom. What area are you in, Venom?
I'm in Virginia, Alex.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a couple questions, but first I want to start off. I really appreciate your show. I've been spreading the word with you guys. I've been awake since September 11th, which is my birthday. I had lost a close family member in the first tower that fell, and ever since then, you know, I've been, you know, pretty much woke up. First of all, I'd like to start about the censorship thing that's going on the Internet. I've been sharing some of you guys' stuff on my page, and here recently, about 2 days ago, all the stuff I had shared has been censored out.
You're talking about Dumb Effer Book? That's what Zuckerberg calls his users?
Yeah, dumb effer book.
I'm not trying to use profanity, folks. That's what he calls anyone that uses it. But, I mean, we still use the enemy platform. Oh, yeah, no, they've announced anything libertarian or conservative or gun, they're going to start censoring with pleasure.
Well, I have a couple other pages on there, Citizens for Freedom, Warriors for Justice, and stuff like that, that I've been sharing, too, and they've been kind of censoring them guys out also. With the thing in the UK about the babies, to me, I think that might be a divergent to the real picture that's going on.
No, the fact that they kidnap kids and sell them into sex slavery. Yeah, for those that don't know, London Telegraph, aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals.
Yes. And that makes me think back, too, because, see, I have a three-year-old son now, and there was a possibility because of health issues that he was having that we might have to abort him. And the doctor at that time was trying to talk us into it because they didn't think that he was going to make it. Well, you know, something told me not to do it, and I don't know if I had a guardian angel at that time, but now he's like this three-year-old kid who, you know, is running around, you know, just as healthy as he can be, loves life. So, you know, I'm kind of glad that I didn't make that decision.
Can you imagine killing the child now?
Oh, man, I tell you, I look at my son every day. You know, he actually listens and watches y'all's podcast with me, believe it or not.
But, what's his name? I'll say hi to him.
His name's Shandon.
Shandon, your daddy loves you, and you grow up and be good and stay strong and eat healthy and don't use government drugs because they're not cool, and grow up to raise a good son and daughter and continue the family name on. We'll be right back with Alan, Jeff, Joey, TJ. And more.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.